says she'll be dead with you. While foreign affairs are screwing rotten, light morale has hit rock bottom. Dying embers stand forgotten. Talks of peace were being tried.
We begin the second hour of Off the Beaten Path. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, and today's date is April 28th, 2024. You believe sometimes we get a little hint of what's coming in the future. Have you ever thought that a little bit? Wow, isn't that, or is that just coincidence? When things kind of happen, wow, where did we just not, did we just fail to read the signs and this has all been scripted and what's being carried out, whether it's an exercise. By the way, FEMA is hiring now. Big ad came on my phone the other day. FEMA is hiring, $30 an hour. What is going on that FEMA is hiring now? Okay, this reminds me of those preparing for the situation, what's going to happen in the future. Something is cooking if FEMA is hiring now. Like having that exercise before 9/11. Geez, we got confused. We didn't know which was an exercise, what was real. And the situation right now that we're being told that China or Russia will hack our grid, take down our electrical grid, and create havoc. So, you know, okay, let's say that's true. Let's say you got tipped off. That's going to happen somewhere down the line, maybe in the summertime. Maybe they're going to hack something. I don't know. It also would be a great opportunity for a false flag and pointing a finger blame also. But if actually that were true and you actually took it serious that somebody's going to hack our electrical grid, then why not fix the grid? Make sure it doesn't happen. You can surely do that. We can't hack into the White House computer mainframe. We can't do anything. That's all protected, very secure. You can't do that. So why don't you think about protecting the electrical grid that cannot be hacked? And so the threat is no longer a threat. We fix the system, it can't be hacked, and we're in good shape. All right? Something like that. But we're being told now that Glen Canyon Dam is having some plumbing issues. Plumbing issues. You go in a little more detail, could they? Well, we got plumbing issues in Glen Canyon Dam. If you've ever been to Arizona, Glen Canyon Dam is a very huge dam. A good portion of the water they release goes to California, which will be much needed for agriculture and livestock. So they're basically saying right now, California, you are going to be in trouble. You're not going to have the water you need. Your agriculture, your growing is not going to be successful. We are going to have more shortages on farmland, the cows and the dairy and everything else you can think of, protein, which we need. And your agriculture is going to get hit pretty hard, a lot of my friends work in the wine industry, so wine is a luxury, not a necessity. Maybe it is, maybe to them it is, but we're going to see a big water shortage in California, and it's going to definitely directly impact the agriculture, and we are going to see shortages like we've never seen before, because California grows everything. California feeds the world. It's the United States. It feeds the world, so a water shortage is going to happen. Well, you have some solutions here. You have some solutions here. Again, when they point out a problem, there's always a solution. If you think hard enough, you'll find a solution. So let's say that Glen Canyon says, well, we got a problem here. We can't send a lot of water over. So instead of facing a big-time drought, no water and your vegetation have been drying up and dying, how about start on it right now? It couldn't be that hard. You can spend billions and billions of dollars on Ukraine and other countries to buy them off. But spend the billions that you need and build yourself a desalination plant. Build yourself a desalination, but you got plenty of water in the ocean. Remove these salts and whatever else you got to do to it. It can be done, and you have, voila, water. You have no problems with the agriculture anymore. You've solved the problem. Or you could go to another situation where you could, it's not cuckoo talk, cloud seeding. How about cloud seeding? Yes, HARP, it's true. They can make it rain. And not a bunch of Indians dancing around in a circle. They can cloud seed, bring clouds together, form rain clouds, form and basically bring torrential rains, as we saw and we heard about and read about Operation Popeye in Vietnam. Yes, they can make it rain. Look to the Chinese before the Beijing Olympics, and the Chinese did just that. Cloud seeded, made it rain really hard, and cleared out the air before the Olympic athletes arrived in Beijing. So, yes, two solutions right there, but they'll if we hear anything other than we're working on it right now, or they say it's just too dang expensive, remind them you just spent $95.3 million to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. And this continues, the billions and billions and billions. So don't make that argument. It's too expensive because you've got your priorities. America is our priority. Our food supply is a priority. I'm sorry, but Israel is not my priority. Feeding myself, my family is a priority. I'm a nice guy, but I ain't that nice. Take care of my own first. Take care of the citizens in this country, and these problems will go away. Rather, even if Arizona's Glen Canyon Dam cannot send all the water they need to California, you have a chance right now to fix the problem. Let me show something, throw something else at you here. I do believe we're being tipped off all the time. Tipped off all the time. There are certain people in industry and retail and manufacturing that are tipped off of the agenda that's coming down the pipeline so they can profit from it. Investment purposes, who knows, Wall Street, somebody is tipped off. You can't be just this lucky to invest in all this other technology and then say, wow, I just got lucky on that one. You know, kind of like Amazon buying warehouses and getting the warehouses all ready and buying a whole new fleets and hiring lots and lots of people to deliver packages because they were tipped off that the economy was going to be shut down and everybody would have to purchase from Amazon. And this is a tip-off. Walmart got tipped off also. So did Amazon. No doubt about it. These are tip-offs. But what I noticed lately, and this is a very interesting list, when I talk about water shortages and water shortages all over the country, again, there are solutions to these problems. And they evidently don't want to recognize the solutions to fix the problem. But I noticed in the last 6 months, this is interesting. There's a product on the market called Lume. And a board-certified OBGYN gynecologist, Shannon Klingman, I like to call her Stinky Klingman, but she looks like she stinks. She looks like she needs a nice bath. She doesn't present herself very well in a commercial. And so I call her Stinky Klingman. In my household, we watch TV. Oh, there's Stinky Klingman again. But it's interesting that she created a product to cover up your body odor for 72 hours. Now, well, what about having baths and showers? What about that? No, no, you don't need to do that anymore. So why would we refrain from bathing and cleaning ourselves, the oil, the dirt, the grime, the dead epithelial cells off our skin? Why would we refrain to do that and instead rub a cream on our bodies to cover up our stench or our body odor? Why would we do that? Are we being told that a water shortage is coming? Well, that's just one individual, Stinky Klingman. There are now six other products on the market right now. Six products claiming the same thing. I will keep you odor-free, no bathing, odor-free for 72 hours. Just use our cream or a spray. I think we're being told something here. We are being told water shortages will be universal all over the country. That's the only thing that makes perfect sense, logic to me, is that something else is coming, that somebody else has been tipped off to make money. I can't imagine. 72 hours, I don't want to bathe for something. Who doesn't want to bathe? I mean, there are many therapeutic things with hygiene and bathing, for God's sakes. A hot shower, I mean, you always feel invigorated. You feel great after a good shower, and you clean yourself, and you go, wow, I feel great, invigorated. But to say, oh, no, you don't have water, we don't have water, just rub the cream on, and that'll take care of your body odor for 72 hours, and then you can have You can have a shower or a bath on your on day four or day five if you want to, depending on if there's enough water. And, of course, the smart meters will be watching how much water consumption that we use to bathe and how much we use to wash our clothes. And amazing. I don't believe this is just by accident. I do believe we're being given a sign of what is to come. Definitely. Something else I want to bring to your attention that I figured out this week. I believe I'm on to something here. Talked about the Baltic Dry Index, how important it is to follow the Baltic Dry Index, but I've also mentioned that it's also an index. It's a world economic indicator of manufacturing of raw materials and orders placed by the manufacturer to produce their products. And we look at this number, and it's been going up, and then it crashes, goes down really far. You know, losing a couple hundred at a time sometimes, but I did notice that there seems to be a correlation between writing out a nice check in aid, foreign aid, military aid to Ukraine and Israel and Taiwan associated with our Baltic Dry Index, which is telling me, and should be telling you, is that there's one industry in this country that always does well anyway. That would be the industry of our military industrial complex, which directly reflects the Baltic Dry Index. Is this coming together for you? Do you understand how the pieces of this puzzle are coming together? How important our Department of Defense is, our military industrial complex is, how it reflects the Baltic Dry Index? I think I'm on to something here. 1882. Before that, it was in the 1600s. We write the check, $95.3 billion. The next day, 1882. Isn't that a coincidence? Not a coincidence. It's directly tied to our military-industrial complex, no doubt about it. Directly tied to it. It took me a while to figure that out. And then again, I track it all the time. I'm always watching it. I'm watching about those container ships that come into San Francisco and L.A. and the docks and everything, and you start thinking about, well, the ships aren't coming in that often anymore. And when they come in, they don't come in with a full load anymore. Pretty expensive trip to make if you don't have a full load. It is a very expensive trip to make. But they don't come in quite as often and not loaded quite as much, which to me is a clear visual indicator that the manufacturers are not ordering the raw materials to produce their products. And if you see the shelves being bare, then again, the orders are not being placed because there's no demand. Basically no demand for the product right now. It's on the back burner for most people. So again, this is unfortunately all your numbers coming from government. This has definitely has government hands all over it. It's being tweaked. It's being massaged. It's being manipulated, whatever you want to say. But it also is directly tied to the military-industrial complex. That's how important that industry is in this country, in this world, and the orders being placed for raw materials. So that's something to think about. You know, I will keep an eye on that. Bloomberg is a good one, too, on the website. Bloomberg, and watch it every day. I've noticed also that they don't always record it every day. If it's a really bad day, they may hide it for a couple of days, and then they'll put out a new one. The new Baltic Dry Index is this, but there's several times they'll just basically hide it. It's such a bad number, but it appears to be tied to the economic aid, the military aid to Ukraine. But I'll let you know that. Benjamin Netanyahu has evidently come down on Joe Biden, telling him to squash the protests on the college campuses. And it's college campuses all over the country. It's not just Columbia. And I wonder when Joe Biden is going to blow his top and then basically make a threat saying, I'm going to take away your student loan debt forgiveness. I'm going to take it all away from you. And I'm going to have you kicked off of campus, and we'll involuntarily enlist you in the military, maybe 6 years in the Army, and put you on the front lines when the bullets fly. But he hasn't made the threats yet. But I think it's quite ballsy for Benjamin Netanyahu to tell Biden what he needs to do. Again, who controls the country? Who controls United States? Who controls the media? Who controls our financial sectors? Who controls Hollywood? Who controls it all? Who controls our money? I think you know the answer to that. I just said it. So we'll see what happens. It'll be an interesting week because the entire week was nothing more than protests on campus, campus, campus. So let's see where this heads. Is there any kind of resolution on this or not? I don't know. Russia warns of direct clash with the West over Ukraine. I would take that very serious. Ticker news I just found here. I would take that very serious. I don't think Russia throws out threats that they won't cash in on. I would take that very serious. Very serious. This is for all the marbles. This is for all the marbles. I found it quite interesting, an article I found this week also, that it was actually admitted that the CIA actually had a conversation, I can't believe they let this out, telling Zelensky to stop stealing so much of the aid going over to Ukraine. Amazing. Stop stealing so much of the aid. Amazing. Well, if you didn't know, now you do definitely know that the aid, your tax dollars, are being extorted, taken from you. They are being given to other countries, in this case, Ukraine. And it is being stolen for Zelensky and the other oligarchs. And at some point in time, Ukraine is going to lose this war. No doubt about it. You can have all the money. You can have the weapons. You've run out of an army. You cannot win without an army. So no bodies to hold the rifles, to fire the bullets. You're going to lose. And nobody to fly the airplane. So they just sit there and, they look good on the flight line, but you're not going to win a war. I see Zelensky to actually make a mass exodus to escape with all the money and the billions that he stole for himself. And I see a bounty to be placed on his head by the Ukrainian people. They want his head. When they finally realize that he profited off this war and all the hundreds of thousands of innocent people that died or were forced to join the military to fight Zelensky's battle with Russia, I think there would be a bounty on Zelensky's head. He will not be able to hide. And if they ever get their hands on him, it will be a public hanging or maybe a firing squad against the wall here. But Ukraine, the citizens who are left are going to want blood for what happened to their country. Their country is destroyed. Population destroyed. I don't know how long that's going to take to replenish a population that's been the young males taken and thrown into war and killed. Unless there's a sperm bank out there and there are lots of sperm bank for the women to impregnate, you're going to lose half of the equation here to bring your population back to where it should be. So that's unfortunate. The Ukrainian population being decimated because of war, taking those young males away. By the way, I just got a word a little bit ago from Sam in the control room saying that he's having problems with the feed, the online feed. So maybe hit and miss on that. By the way, I'm not getting too many calls tonight. Okay, you can listen by phone. Sam says you can listen by phone. But I'll let you know right now, Sam told me that the archive itself, what's being recorded for tonight's show, we'll go to the archives in full. It won't be choppy. It'll all be perfect then. I'm just having a little problem with the feed itself for the internet. So if you don't listen on phone, then just listen to the archive way. That's a good way to get the show. What else we got going on here today? Planet Fitness hires another DEI CEO. It's amazing. Didn't they just lose $400 million for their transgender using the women's locker room? I believe they did. They didn't follow the advice, I guess, for the mistakes that Budweiser had made mistakes, but carrying out the same mistake, I'm unsure why shareholders aren't calling for blood. You know, I'm a shareholder and I'm making money, it's doing well, and then some stupid incident drops my shares, the value of my shares, and $400 million right off the bat for their transgender using a women's bathroom or women's locker room. Amazing. So Planet Fitness continues on the pathway of destroying their product, and I would not even consider joining that gym if they have those kind of policies. I don't understand. The old saying, go woke, go broke, it's not sinking in. It is not sinking in unless it's being subsidized by government in some way to carry out the agenda. And those who carry out the agenda will be subsidized heavily to make up for the losses. But that's not being shared with the shareholders. So somebody, again, is on the take if that's happening. They're making money, and the shareholders are continuing to lose money. Something interesting there. Senator Hawley calls on Biden to send National Guard to Columbia University campus. I think what we have here is another tent state that's trying to be manufactured here just because of the protest on supporting of Palestine. This is a diversion. This is all this is a diversion. And there are no people screaming in the streets on a campus saying we hate Jewish people. I've never, in my 62 years, I have never heard anybody say they hate Jewish people. They disagree with the Israeli government. I fully understand that. I feel the same way. But I've never heard anybody say I hate Jews. I've never heard anybody say that. Never. Never at all. So, again, a problem we're being told about anti-Semitism is growing is just rhetoric. Just words. There's no visual identification to clarify that this is a true situation. There's nothing to clarify. This is nothing more than somebody trying to stir the pot and make trouble. There is no rising anti-Semitism. There's none. Sure, there's some out there. I won't say there's not. I mean, that'd be stupid and silly to say that. There aren't some people who feel that way. But it's not a universal thing. It's not on the campuses. We've always got along fine. It's only become an issue now before the election, which tells you it's something that's been manufactured to bring somebody down and to boost somebody up. It's fake news. Fake news. So I got Tony Bobulinski, you know, remember him. He's the main witness against Joe Biden in the corruption scandal in Ukraine. Burisma Holdings. As soon as the Democrat Representative Jamie Raskin, I always call him Rascal, for defamation. Good for him. Tony Bobulinski, I hope you're successful in that lawsuit against Jamie Raskin. Looks like Schumer got robbed, I guess, in San Francisco the other day for a fundraiser there for his campaign in the Senate, and he was robbed on the streets, his luggage stolen. Couldn't happen to a better guy. Boy, did he luck out in San Francisco because of crime increasing there, the smash and grabs, and all the violence out there. He got lucky. He got lucky. Big time. It's hard to cover up that one. Talk about how everything in California is fine, and the economy is good, and everything's good, and you got closing businesses everywhere, and then you get robbed in the street here. It's a good place to be in California. Biden unveils $7 billion solar plant on Earth Day. Of course, that's going nowhere. Went to the mall today, and I saw a couple electric vehicle charging stations. Nobody using them. Nobody's using them. Nobody can afford the car. It's not feasible. There's too many drawbacks on actually owning one of these cars. And I still like the idea of doing a road trip anyway. A couple hundred miles going to grandma's house for dinner. You know, it's, we all kind of like those big road trips. It's kind of fun. I can't have those anymore, so with an electric vehicle. So the whole farce of how it's going to save the economy and how it's going to clean our air and everything else, of course, one lie after another. There's no truth to any of that. See what else we got here. This is something really angered me. I've pointed this out before. I'm still trying to figure out how YouTube is putting out fake, false videos of celebrity deaths. and nobody seems to be saying much about it. All these people, I think, geez, you just died? I didn't know that yet. And they do a very professional job in doing the video obituary on the internet, on YouTube. Looks good. Looks convincing. Except there's no truth to whatsoever. And the newest fraud that I caught of just the other day, and I did some research, of course, it was major fake news, that Elon Musk had purchased ABC Network, ABC. And he had, the first order of action was he fired the entire cast of The View. Well, I don't like The View. I think there's, what, five know-it-all women who really don't know anything on anything in depth. They're very ignorant women that pass himself off as being kind of experts on everything, but they're not. But his first call of order was to fire the entire cast of The View. And I thought to myself, great, great, good, get rid of those women. But, you know, he's an entrepreneur. He buys things and he sees there's a possibility of making money. He's a capitalist, no doubt about it. So when he bought Twitter and turned it into X, he's done well with that. So the first thing came to mind was, wow, that's pretty big news. Okay, so he bought ABC. What's he got in mind? Maybe he really does want to protect our First Amendment rights, freedom of speech. Maybe he really is really serious about this. But then I did a little further checking and find out that it was fake news. And it's on a website called Snopes, Snopes.com. So I've come up with a new title for them, Snopes. It's for dopes. And you should never recognize any story coming from Snopes, Snopes.com. Fake story. He did not buy ABC News. Again, I'm still trying to figure out, in this time now when the Biden administration is talking about fake news, misinformation, disinformation, we sure are getting a lot of disinformation, misinformation, and fraud news that they are standing by. But if you question one of their policies, well, no, then it's misinformation, especially if you're a whistleblower. Interesting. So Elon Musk did not buy ABC News. Did not. Here's on a positive side here. If you haven't seen the movie, it's probably gone by now, but I will definitely look to finding it and watching it. Angel Studios has another success beyond the prior movie they did there about the children, Sound of Freedom. A new one came out they called Cabrina, Mother Cabrina, the story of Francis Xavier Cabrina. A very, very nice movie, a great movie. I'm hoping that it is a lot of factual evidence here by Sister Cabrina. By order of the Pope, is sent to New York on a mission to convince the hostile mayor, played by John Lithgow, to secure housing and health care for society's most vulnerable. We'll come right back to that. Stay tuned.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Xtendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123 at gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
I'm not moved by explosions. I'm not moved by cutting off, lopping off heads and bloods and violence. I'm not moved by any of that stuff. Don't like war movies. Too real. I am moved by stories that move people to activate, to bring about good. And I got to say, I give this one 5. It's a little slow, but I give it 5 stars. It's just a very nice movie. The story of Francis Xavier Cabrera. It's called Cabrera, the name of the movie. And it will probably be on Netflix pretty soon here. Definitely one for your catalog, for your collection here. I don't buy too many movies. This is probably the second to third best movie I saw this year, between this one here, Cabrera, Sound of Freedom, Voice in the Boat, about the Olympics rowing team. It's a very good story also. I love good stories. I love true stories. And I was hoping that when they put these movies out, that there's more factual evidence and not just a bunch of Hollywood hype. But this one here, I did a little bit of research on. Mr. Cabrera, again, by order of the Pope, is sent to New York on a mission to convince the hostile mayor, played by John Lithgow, to secure housing and health care for society's most vulnerable. Now, between the years 1895 and 1910, 2 million Italians immigrated to America. I didn't really know that, coming in through Ellis Island, the channels of Ellis Island. 1 million Irish also will arrive to build America with all their skills. People came into this country in the right way. They were checked out. Skill sets, no criminal activity, something to bring to America to build America. There was an area in New York that was called Five Points. It turned out later on. Locked in by five roads, the neighborhood was called Five Points. It was high in crime, high in poverty, disease. All were locked down to this area. This kind of reminds me of the movie with Kurt Russell in there, Escape from New York. Basically, you were locked into this area. It's that bad. They didn't want to go in there. Nobody wants to go in there. You were locked into this area. Bad situation to be in. But many in New York did not know about this area until Sister Cabrina found an editor at a newspaper that decided to have him write about it, but he wasn't interested. She just grabbed your hat, come on with me. And he couldn't believe what he witnessed and what he saw. So he then became pretty much outspoken about what's the atrocities, what was going on inside the Five Points area. And his readers would finally know about it, and some money started to come into the channels and generate. And little by little here, she got some things accomplished, even though there were many things, she had many hurdles. So I'm not going to watch the movie sometime, but what I will tell you, it's an excellent movie. I highly recommend you seeing it. My takeaway for this movie, Sabrina, is that she faced many obstacles. She was persistent. She never gave up. Evil doesn't give up, nor should you. Keep that in mind when you watch this movie. I think you'll enjoy it. Again, my pick for the year. I've only seen three movies, and I love a good storyline. That was an excellent movie. Here's some economic news for you in Bidenomics. Joe Biden is calling for a capital gains tax to increase to 44.6%. 44.6% capital gains tax increase. Amazing, amazing. You think anybody's going to vote for that? Anybody wants that? Anybody in the House and the Senate would be okay with raising capital gains? So when you get done selling your home and you have a nice little nest egg there to put off to the side to take care of you in your retirement years, after you pay your realtor her 5%, and then you pay your capital gains on the profits you made, there will be very little for you left to enjoy in your golden years, your retirement years. This can't fly. This cannot happen. And I'm pretty sure it will be shot down. Again, retail death, talking about store closures here. Here's my numbers, my actual numbers here, very, very alarming. I expected these closures to happen right about February, early March. They are now happening in April, a little delayed. Maybe that was purposeful to delay it. You can't hold back the cancer, but this is definitely retail death here. Joe Biden, in his very first term here, would only bring you more of this in his second term if he were to be in office again. This can't happen. But store closures numbers are Dollar Tree, 1,000 stores are closed, Walgreens at 900, Macy's department store, 150 closures, the Foot Locker, 400 closures, the Gap store, 350 closures, Burger King, 400 closures, Regal Cinemas, yeah, the movie industry getting hit pretty hard here at 429 stores, and Kroger stores. This is interesting. Kroger, I worked there for college for a little bit. I ran a liquor store. Kroger stores closing 413 stores. My guess, I know how greedy Kroger is. They're pulling those stores out of those high crime areas where the shoplifting is so high, there's no profits. That's what happened to the store I was in. It ended up shutting down in Indianapolis because the theft was so high. I can see that to be the reason why Kroger closed 413 stores. 44.6% capital gains increase is a killer, and that can't possibly. Saw a great clip the other day. I like Charlie Kirk. I went to one of his lectures here in Orlando, and for the most part, I like what he has to say. He's a very intelligent guy. I don't agree on his opinions, his viewpoints on Israel whatsoever. But I think Charlie Kirk knows what keeps him on the air and what keeps him, what takes him off the air. I think he understands that very clearly. He cannot be totally honest on his viewpoints on Israel. So he gives it pretty much a pass. But he loves his campus tours. His Turning Point USA goes up on campuses, and I like that. It's kind of nice. You get an idea of what the college campus, the students are thinking. And he loves a good debate, and he keeps his cool. He's just much better than I do. My cool. But he loves a good debate. He loves to tackle the issues. And the one I found the most interesting was a book he wrote a while back called College is a Scam. And I would have to agree. College is a scam. In today's times, college is a scam. There's only certain industries, there's only certain criteria, certain degrees today. If you earn that degree, you most likely will go into that job. Say a doctor, a lawyer, an engineer, an academia, a teacher, will have a job. Well, I'm missing one probably, but there's only a handful, it seems like. You get your degree in that area of expertise, and you find yourself in a nice job. Outside of that, getting worthless degrees that will go nowhere. Will give you, will not let you climb the ladder to success. My guess is those are the ones that are crying right now about their student loan being overbearing, too much on student loans, and they can't pay them off because they never got the job or the career that they thought their degree would give them. Nursing was the other one. You're given a job. Such a shortage of nursing, definitely. You can go anywhere in the country, no doubt about it. So there's a handful of career choices. To get a degree, you go into that field. And 62% of people employed are not using their degree. Go to college, and they could have taken that job without a college degree, but they still have the debt. So I think Charlie Kirk is on to something there. College is a scam. And those people now that are wanting their money, their student loan debt, got the worthless nothing degrees that didn't go anywhere. And it wants you to pay the price for their picking the wrong choice, career choice, I guess. Which is interesting. I saw a meme the other day that said, you don't see trade school graduates talking about bailing them out with student loan debt forgiveness, because trade schools put out quality people who have trade skills that are much in need, and they do well. They do well. Now I have to ask for forgiveness of their student loan debts because they've gone into careers that they've been trained for. Unfortunately, too many people are on college campuses having a good time, and for some reason think that they're just going to, you know, find that great job, and they don't. Settle for something else that doesn't even need the degree. Pretty sad. I was thankful that I was pushed in the right direction for my medical path, and I went right out, and there was never a problem. I had people bidding on me. I had people offering me bonuses to join their hospital. That's how shortages can really reflect the income. And right now is the perfect time, actually, to go into nursing, even though I'm very disappointed in what I've been seeing, the quality of applicants that are working in hospitals. You know, you get sick and you find out really what's happened with the education, and COVID definitely had a direct impact on students missing clinicals and not getting the training that they should have received before entering the hospital setting. Should never happen. And you can clearly see it. I was very disappointed on many of my nurses that took care of me. And thank God I had medical knowledge. I could stop them and say, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. Don't want to be a badass about this, but that's the wrong thing to do. No. And I actually did quite a bit of teaching when I was in there, trying to educate them from the bed itself, the bedside itself, saying, I want you to think about this. Why are you doing that? What do you expect? What's the downside? You got to start thinking about these things. Unfortunately, critical care thinking doesn't come easy. It's something that takes a long time to acquire. And nobody drives in the Indy 500. They don't go from go-karts to the Indy 500, okay? And that's a big mistake if anybody ever takes anybody into an ICU who hasn't done the education prior to working up to that level of education. I mean, I can't imagine. I've seen it done a couple times. Very few go into an ICU and done well. Very few. Very few. Maybe 1%. Everybody else pretty much struggles. And you know, the sad part about it is it becomes my liability because the other nurses have to pick up the slack for the person who's not educated and doesn't have a training. I don't want people dying. Nobody wants anybody dying, but you get nurses who are not qualified in physicians, and people do die. So not only do I have my job, I have the job of making sure this other person doesn't kill somebody. Very sad. I don't know. It's definitely a problem in the medical field right now with education. I don't know. We're losing a lot of people. We're retiring. People are being forced out because they were trying to, you know, forced to take a COVID shot that they deemed was unnecessary and hazardous to their health. And I can understand that. I was right there saying, no, I'm not going to do it. I'll walk off. Wife will walk off. Well, definitely, we're not going to do it. And thank God for the numbers. We had not had the coalition, the unity of other specialty areas, the ER, PEDS ICU, ICU, oncology. We had not had the collaboration, the understanding by the other disciplines in the hospital. We would have lost them. And we've all been lost our jobs, and the consumer would have lost big time because now you're hiring just about anything. I don't think there were too many failures in nursing school. And there is a washout rate. Typically, there's a wash rate. People who just don't cut it. They don't do well. They don't get through the program, or they get through the program. They do terrible on boards. They take the boards once, twice, three times, and they, I think, refresher courses. And then at that point, they pretty much bail out. They said, this is not for me. I can't do this job, which is good because you don't want to pass unqualified people and put them in a position to care for people when they don't know what they're doing. Very scary situation, but that's exactly what's happening right now. Don't get sick. As I can tell you right now, do not get sick. Do not get sick. Take care of yourself. And like I said, I found out the hard way. Taking care of myself, but I get sick anyway, and find out, wow, this nursing, are they really having a hard time with finding qualified people? My guess is the state boards, every state, also pretty much dropped their requirement passing score also to get people into the program because the numbers were short. They were so short on staff all over the country. It was a nursing shortage crisis. Therefore, you drop the standards and you make a passing grade that was not a passing grade before is now a passing grade. I think, God, what was the passing grade? He had to be an 80%, 85% to pass or something like that. And I can honestly say, I'm very proud of it. Boast a little bit. I got 100% on my boards. I aced it. Aced the boards. Actually, I was hoping for harder boards. I was, come on, throw me something. Throw me something good. Throw me a tough question. Funny, because I read the question, and in my mind, I wouldn't even look at the answer choices. And I would study it, and I'd say, okay, the answer would be this, this, for these reasons, and boom, look down at the answers, and there 100% on my boards. I was very happy about that. But definitely something maybe I should even consider, think about maybe in retirement here, maybe try to go into academia to try to catch them up. I don't know what else to say. You know, a fleet of people have the same mindset as myself to say we need to educate people and fast, get them up to speed. It's a dangerous situation. Down here in Florida, I don't know around the country, but we are seeing satellite hospitals popping up everywhere, everywhere. Small little satellite hospitals, basically. And the only thing I can make out of this, again, read the signs. Like I said before, read the signs of what may be coming. We know we're going to see a pretty big die-off because of COVID-19, the COVID-19 shots and boosters. We know that's coming. I think they know it's coming. And so I guess the last-ditch effort to cash in on the whole scam itself is to take what little money you have left in for health care. And these satellite hospitals are popping up everywhere. It used to be like for little stitches and stuff, but now they're actually adding ERs to these little satellite hospitals. So it makes me think that something big is coming. We are going to see a very significant death toll. And hospitals will be full, completely full. Shortage of staff, shortage of doctors. It's going to get very ugly. It's going to be very, very scary. Sounds like something you would see from a Stephen King movie or maybe a Twilight Zone movie of everybody rushing in for services for poor health and there's no beds available and not enough doctors, not enough machinery. Very scary. Very scary. I think we're being told something by the satellite hospitals. Never before have we seen satellite hospitals popping up everywhere. Something is coming. Something is on the horizon. Again, like I said, look up the Clower Piven strategy, overwhelm the welfare system, the gifts and subsidies in return. They will pledge their loyalty to you. Socialism, remove the money from the Democrats, remove the medical class. And basically keep the Democrats in power forever until you run out of the money. And in socialism, when you run out of the money, you go to directly to communism. What else we got here? Here's an interesting story. I'm very happy to report on this one here. Steve Bannon, I like Steve Bannon for the most part. Another one like Charlie Kirk, he will not point fingers at the wrongdoing of Israel. But he does want to stay on TV. He taking aim at Jim Jordan the other day, and Jim Jordan will no longer be on Real America's Voice as a guest, no doubt about it. I think at one time I respected him quite a bit, along with Marjorie Taylor Greene. I still respect her more so. But Jim Jordan seems to have backed down. I don't know if he's deep state controlled. I don't know if he's deep state. I think he's controlled opposition for the deep state. But the question was, why is Steve Bannon asked, why is he not going after Joe Biden? The impeachment, the illegal activity, the quid pro quo, fire the special prosecutor, you get the $1 billion. I mean, the list is piled high on all the abuses, all the criminal activity from the Biden administration, from Joe Biden to Hunter Biden to James Biden to his wife to the children. It's quite obvious you've got a kind of a syndicate here, a mafia-type situation where everybody's getting their hands on a pile of money and they're hiding it here and there. But Jim Jordan has dropped the ball on Joe Biden. No doubt about it. He's backed off totally on this situation here of going after Joe Biden, and I have no idea why. But, again, he will not be on Steve Bannon's war room ever again. I don't see that to happen, as I don't expect to see Robert F. Kennedy Jr. ever on Charlie Kirk again. That's not going to happen. And for good reason. I would have called it out the same way. Picking Earl Warren as his hero, as his favorite Supreme Court justice on peace. We now see that Avenatti, the lawyer that sleazy Stormy Daniels had for a while there, of course, now he's in prison for, embezzlement? I think that's what he's in for. I'm not sure how many years he got. But it's interesting now to know that he's now one of the star witnesses for the defense, to help Donald Trump out. So that's quite interesting to see that. Again, I still don't understand how a $130,000 pay me or I blow the whistle is not considered blackmail. I would think it is. And if it's not, it's a personal matter. As far as I'm concerned, it's a very poor choice. It's a very bad personal choice that he made if he actually did sleep around and go with a prostitute, basically a porn star. That makes no sense for a germaphobe. But there you go. I don't know. We'll see how that turns out. I expect to be guilty from being interesting if you had a hung jury, but then again, they probably just refile the charges and have another court case refile the case. But we'll see. I might be really surprised on this one. I don't think I will. I think you're going to get a all 12 jurors are going to convict him, and he'll just have to appeal. And it's very nice to hear that Letitia James did not get her way of refusing the $175 million posted bond by Donald Trump. It's nice to hear that the judge did not allow that. So we do have a little bit of breath of fresh air there in the legal realm. So that completes our show tonight. I hope you had a good show. I hope you enjoyed your time here. And again, go to the archives to catch the rest of the show if you didn't miss it on the stream itself. I'll be back in the studio again on next Friday for another interesting show of the headlines of what's going on in the world in my perspective. Health, happiness, and safe travels. We will. Talk again. Good night.
Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.